This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And Fast Eddie, who do we have with us?
Wow, you're not going to believe this.
I know already.
We have Andy Wheatcroft from the Lifeline Pilots Association.
And his
good morning.
Partner?
Ann Rude, and I am the Grant and Senior Mission Coordinator for Lifeline Pilots.
Okay. What do we know about Lifeline Pilots? Because obviously I don't know anything.
Well.
But that's not a surprise.
Yeah, so we're a volunteer pilot organization, one of many across the nation. And, you know, our mission really is to help transport from, as we say, from home to hope, people who are in need of specific medical care or specific humanitarian needs. And for a lot of our clients, we've just come off COVID. We were pretty much the only game in town. If you're in Minnesota and you need monthly specialist cancer treatment on a specialist program that will save your life, and you can't get there commercially, you're immunosuppressed, we're an organization that can get you from home to hope. And to steal an Angel Flight line, getting there is half the cure. So
yeah. So you rely on volunteer pilots volunteering their time in their aircraft.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. How many missions a year do you guys fly? It's probably way more than I imagine.
This year, we doubled the amount of missions we'd flown to 499. It was our third most successful year ever.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. At least one a day. More than one a day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty wild. Any kind of medical procedure? In other words, it doesn't matter what the medical procedure is. If I need to get somewhere, I can call you guys and set it up.
Yeah, you have to be able to climb into the small aircraft. You have to be mobile enough. We don't offer medical flights. We don't have nurses or doctors on board. And a physician does have to sign a release saying that you are healthy enough to fly in an unpressurized aircraft. But other than that, we wouldn't discriminate.
Okay. What's your average distance flown for a mission?
You have to have a minimum of 100 miles to make it worthwhile, but we go as far as 1,000 miles. We fly people from Minnesota all the way to Houston, Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't imagine what they can do in Houston that they can't do in Minnesota, but apparently that exists. That's a thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, something that's unique about America is there is great medical care out there. There's some leading-edge research, but it's often not where you are. And if you've got a specific type of cancer that really requires specific treatment, probably leading-edge and experimental treatment in some cases, that makes the difference between, you know, something I like to say to my my clients is, you know, as pilots, we love to fly. Sharing something that you love is a real privilege. I mean, you know, we're all aviators. We don't like flying. We love it. It's not as gray as that, right? So to take something you love and to give it to somebody who really needs it, who probably has 20 or 30 family members who love them, and we save them time, but we give their families the gift of time.
Right.
Which, you know, is just a wonderful thing to do. So.
And I'm sure you hear that all the time from the pilots. Like, you know, that was incredible. The guy was really cool.
Oh, all the time. Yeah, yeah. It's why they want to do it. It's an amazing group of people that I get to work with. I feel really grateful.
So you're the head scheduler, huh?
She's the boss.
I am, yeah.
She's the power behind the name, yeah.
Yeah.
They always are.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what's going on. Talk to them.
So if I wanted to join up with you guys, what kind of pilot requirements would I have to meet?
You have to have at least a basic medical and 250 pilot in command hours.
Do I need a commercial rating for this?
You don't, no. Some organizations do require that your IFR, we don't. Require that. You have to submit certain documents, you know, your pilot certificate, your proof of your hours, a few things, and then you're good to go.
All right.
And you don't need to own your own airplane. You can use a rental aircraft?
Yes, you can. You just have to have insurance.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you obviously have to have access to the plane. So there's some people in flying clubs, for example, you know, some multi-owners, and, you know, it's whatever it takes to get the mission done. But, you know, as Anne said, obviously safety is... So of all of the
numbers... Safety's paramount,
well,
yeah.
Of all of the numbers we're proud of, you know, doubling our numbers year on year this year, doubling the number of pilots... By the way, partly thanks to Oshkosh last year and this radio show, we got a lot of volunteers, which is one of the reasons why we're here.
Ah.
So we'll get to that before we leave. But the number we're most proud of is a big fat bagel. That's our accident numbers. You know, so our pilots take that very seriously. We never put pressure on pilots in command to make that call. We do things like we organised a contract tour with National Rent-A-Car for affordable one-way car rental.
Mm.
There's always one leg that doesn't work. Do you want to cancel the trip because one leg doesn't work? You know, probably not. And so, you know, we offer that to our clients as an alternative. So
okay, nice.
I'm assuming you're a nationwide organization then?
We aren't. Our territory is 10 states in the Midwest, but we link and connect with organizations on the East Coast, down south, in Florida, so that we can go beyond where we have pilots.
So you have actually like made connections and transferred a patient to another, like Angel Flight or something like that?
Yeah, so I used to live in Peoria, Illinois, as you can tell from my accent.
Yes, your accent says it all.
East Peoria, though, like 4,000 miles
east. Oh,
but,
okay.
But yeah, where we're based, and obviously I used to volunteer there, but I moved to Dallas last year, so I actually fly quite a bit with Angel Flight, but also, you know, on crossover missions as well. So, you know, we will do handovers, you know, one or two handovers along the way to get the patient to where they need to be.
And you know, even then, their connecting flight is still halfway around the airport. Nah, that's an airline
no,
joke.
No, it's
yeah.
so much more convenient for the passengers because they go out of the FBOs. Right. And I just want to add that we'll sign up any pilot from anywhere if you want to have a look at our board and where our flights are going. Please sign up with Lifeline Pilots. You can fly for all the organizations, and then you have access to all the missions.
And actually, I think on Wednesday, you had Jim Hesseman from the one of the other shows had Jim Hesseman from the ACA, which is kind of our professional organization that glues, you know, Angel Flight Central, Angel Flight West, Angel Flight East, Angel Flight Source. So there is a national network of people like us that do this, and we collaborate, you know, because the important thing is the patient, you know.
Right.
The pilots volunteer their time. We all run a very small staff. I mean Anne's one of a less than fingers of one hand crew that make this magic happen. But the great thing is for every dollar that we collect from donations, the pilots donate between 6 and 10 times that in fuel. One of the reasons we don't need a commercial rating is, but it's volunteer flying. It's not a commercial operation.
Right, no compensation.
We have pilots who have fast jets, and they donate their fuel, their time, their plane. We have people with Cessna 152s, you know. But the difference is, you know, the network. One of the best things about flying in the U.S. is the network of really great aviation resources that you have. So, pretty much, the other advantage is that we can pick the client up 5 or 10 minutes from where they live. And we can take them to Cahokia downtown in St. Louis, for example, 10 minutes from where they need to be, which you, even if you could fly commercially, you know. So
right, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you spend more time in the terminals than you do flying.
And you know, we're going to tell some stories later. We have the AOPA have been fantastic with us this year. They've given us a 3 o'clock slot. So if you're listening and you'd like to shelter from the sun at 3 o'clock, and you know a pilot, come and find out not just what we've talked about today, but we'll tell some stories that I, you know, there's a few stories I tell that I can't tell without crying.
Ah.
You know, if you've ever flown a grandfather whose son is pregnant with his first grandchild, who's flown home from his remission visit, so he'll get to see that grandchild. You know, the kids we fly, I mean, mm-hmm. they're all miracle stories one way or another. And so, You know, I think, I challenge everybody, I dare people to come at 3 o'clock because this is the best flying you can do, the best reason you can fly. Your spouse will never complain about you doing this flying.
I gotcha, yeah. And like I've always said, it's always amazing to be part of something bigger than you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you want one of the definition of purpose and the value of general aviation and the good that it can do, try this, I dare you.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Where are you on the field?
So this afternoon we're at the AOPA Pavilion.
Okay.
They've given us a 3 o'clock slot, so please come down and join us. And, you know, as Anne said, you know, there are people that won't be in our region, but we will happily, you know, transfer any details to relevant organisation if people want to try it. And again, our pilots choose what missions that suit them. Sometimes we have to have scramble for one or two, but generally, there's a great system that the ACA facilitate for us that enables pilots to pick and choose the missions from two and the timing that suits them. It's a convenient.
Right.
But really wonderful thing to do.
Right.
Do you have a website by any chance?
We do. It's lifelinepilots.org. And if you see me, I'm wearing my Lifelight Pilots shirt. I can give you cards and any information you need.
Very good.
Sounds great.
Yep. A noble cause.
Definitely.
And a noble cause with airplanes. Well, hey, how can you say no?
that's a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And especially for those people that, like you said, it may be their only chance to get the care they need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You sure?
No.
Check your name tag. And this is EAA Radio.